This is the Primal King podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised USDA certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to crossomeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Buy Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 74. All right, so super excited to be able to talk with you today on a solo episode. Want to talk with you a little bit about a conversation I had yesterday with my daughter and how I think it can actually help us all out, just as far as being a good reminder. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everyone? This is another solo episode, so definitely excited to be able to talk with you today. So what I want to talk with you all about today is sometimes there's just no other way around it. You just got to put in the work. So what it leads me to is actually two different conversations that I had yesterday. One of them happened to be with my daughter. She's 11 years old, and she is... So she's in fifth grade. She's playing up on the middle school team for basketball. So she's there's one other girl that's younger than her, but the rest of them are all older than her, probably more experienced than her. And so she just apparently had a rough practice. Coach was yelling at me the whole time. And well, why was coach yelling at you? You know, because I've been coaching, you know, high school kids for years and years and years. And typically if you're getting yelled at, there's probably something that you're doing wrong, right? I know that kids, parents, whatever, they like to think coach just hates you, but in my experience, that is almost never the case. Maybe not always, but again, in my experience, I never just pick out a kid and be like, oh, I don't like that kid, right? I don't really think coaches do that. I think coaches are there to try to help kids get better. And part of that is, you know, hey, yelling at them, right? Trying to motivate them, trying to correct when they're doing things wrong. So anyways, I probably come at this from a different angle than maybe most parents that maybe go all mama bear, papa bear and be like, oh, your coach is just mean. It's like, no, your coach is there to help you become a better player and to build character, right? And I especially know that about my daughter's coach. She's a great coach. And so anyways, I'm asking her and she's like, well, I don't know the plays. And then I get yelled at because I'm not cutting and I'm not doing this. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, just understand this, right? Like you're still young and you're one of the youngest kids on the team. And so you're behind. You're at least a year behind almost everybody, if not a couple years behind. So you're probably not going to maybe catch on to everything quite as quickly. And there's only one way through it. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And it's like, you got to work hard, right? You've got to work hard. You've got to be the hardest working kid. Like that's one thing that I'm always trying to pound into my kids' head. Like if you're going to do something, be the hardest worker that there is at that thing. Because you may not have the God-given talent. You may not have, you know, the instincts or whatever else. But again, coming from a coaching perspective, I have coached a ton of kids who were very, very good players simply for the fact that they were willing to do the stuff that other kids weren't willing to do. They were willing to work harder. They were willing, you know, to bang around and get rebounds if it's basketball, right? They were willing to make the blocks if it's football. If it's, you know, even when you're trying to talk to other business owners and stuff. Most business owners are the ones who are willing to do the things that other people weren't. In fact, like most business owners that I know that are super successful, they're not rocket scientists. They're not brain surgeons, right? They're not super, super high IQ. I mean, some of them are, but most of them are just average people that worked really hard and did some of the things that other people weren't willing to do to get to where they were. Okay. Now I think there has to be somewhat of a balance. I don't know. You know, there's kind of always this this debate on balance and can you live a balanced life and everything else. And as you all know, I'm a huge advocate for family time and doing all of that stuff. But, at the end of the day, with some of the things that you will want to do in life, there is simply no way around it. It just takes hard work and it takes dedication. And so as I'm telling my daughter this, She's like, well, I know, and I do work hard, but it's just, I'm not learning it. And it's like, you know what? Like, you keep working hard and you will learn it. The kids who don't learn stuff, you know, the people who don't learn stuff are the ones who just quit, who just say, coach is mean and this game is hard and I'm going to take my ball and I'm going to go home, right? Those are the kids that turn into the people that usually aren't successful in what they pursue, right? And again, whether that is a business, whether that's just, you know, a job, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, you can always work hard, even if you're, you know, the order taker at McDonald's, right? You can still work hard. You can take pride in what you're doing. And I worry that we're losing that. And that kind of leads me to another conversation. A friend of mine, you know, we were just talking about kind of being in the sales world and the sales industry. And anymore, guys, there's so many people that want the hack, right? Like, I don't even, like, even going a little while back, there was a guy who put out a post about losing weight and how it shouldn't be hard and you don't need to really exercise and you don't need to do any type of diet. You know, you can pretty much eat what you want, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, that's just simply not true. Like, ask anyone who has lost a lot of weight if it was easy. And I would guarantee you that 99.99999% of those people will be like, no, it was hard. It was hard to lose weight. It was hard to not eat the stuff I wasn't supposed to. It was hard to work out. It was hard to stay motivated. It was hard to, you know, work out even when I was sore. Like, it was hard, but it was worth it, right? And so, again, like the conversation I was having with a friend of mine yesterday, it's like, you know, so many of these people, they want to excel in their careers. They want to excel in their sales job or in their whatever it is that they're doing, but they're missing that one component, that, you know, that really important one, which is to work hard and to work your way through it. Because I know, like, even within my sales career and coming back to when I started that close to 15 years ago now, and I don't know, maybe I've talked about this before, but it wasn't like I was just naturally gifted at, you know, being in sales. And I know that sales is kind of a taboo word, but really all sales is doing is helping people, you know, get something that they want, right? I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're typically selling somebody something that they want, whether or not they have the courage to get it, to buy it, whatever. That's kind of where good salespeople separate from the average ones, right? So anyways, being able to get good at sales was something that I did, not because I feel like I was natural at it. It was because I was there before everyone else. Like, you can talk to the people that I worked with. I was the first one there and I was the last one to leave the vast majority of the times for the first 2 years that I did that job, right? I also had an hour commute each way where most people lived, you know, 15, 20 minutes away from the office. And so, like, for me, you know, being able to get to where I was, like, within my last job and make the money that I did, it was like, well, you know, you got lucky. And it's like, no, like the old saying goes, right? Luck is usually like a combination of opportunity and really, really hard work. But at the same time, like, it's not just luck if you get a really good job. Usually it's because you've worked really, really hard to get good enough at something to where you can have a great opportunity, right? And I think that that is something that is missing. And I feel like we don't teach, because here's the thing, all right? I'm gonna step on my soapbox, so just here goes. Here's what we teach kids, in my opinion, okay? We teach kids, go to high school, go to college, get a degree, and your life will be easy, right? Just go to college, get a degree. You don't have to be straight A's. You don't have to do internships. Just go get a degree, because that's what we're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, kids go and they get jobs and they start at this entry-level position and they're pissed because they're like, well, I did what you told me I was supposed to do. And now I'm you know, 100 grand in debt and I'm making 30 grand a year at this BS entry-level job. Like, I was lied to about this whole thing, right? And the funny part, the irony in all of this is that I know a lot of people who make tons of money without having any type of formal education, okay? Like, I don't have a college degree, and I've managed to do all right for myself, right? You know, I could go down the list, but there's tons of people that are massively successful without that piece of paper. Because number one, if you go to college and you go to, you know, just Jobo local college, whatever, and you kind of skate by because you're mostly partying and hanging out, and you end up with, you know, basically the old philosophy, C's get degrees or whatever, or D's get degrees, I don't know what it is, but anyways, you float by, and then the person that's hiring you is like, okay, so yeah, you have a degree, but everybody has a degree now, like, what separates you? Well, I don't know, but my high school counselor told me if I got a degree, then I would get a good paying job, right? I mean, that's why I went all that debt, you know, when I was too young to, anyways, that's a whole other topic, right? But the thing is that what we're not telling our kids is that, you know what, like a degree is great. I would never discourage anybody from going to college. I also, on the flip side, would never necessarily encourage someone to go to college unless they really want to. If you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, great. I think it's perfect for spot for you. If you want to go study, you know, gender studies and you know, with a minor in, I don't know, underwater basket weaving, maybe you should just join the workforce for a little bit and kind of figure out what you want to do with your life. Just my opinion. Take it or leave it. But at the same time, like, if we are telling our kids, okay, and this is what I, again, like coming back, and I'm not saying that I'm a great parent. Like, any of you guys who have kids know, we're all just kind of winging it. We're trying to do the best that we can with what we know. But the one thing that I'm always beating into my kids' heads is be the hardest working person no matter what you do. If you're out shoveling crap in the pasture, be the hardest working one doing it. If you're playing basketball, be the hardest working one doing it. Get on the floor for the loose balls. Get in, you know, get the rebounds. Do the, you know, bang around underneath. Like, do the things that other kids aren't willing to do, because if you do that, you will never come off the court. From a coach's perspective, if I see a kid out there who's getting the loose balls, who's getting the rebounds, who's willing to pass the ball, even if they're not putting up 20 points a game, those kids are invaluable. Like, you can't have enough of those kids. The ones who are selfless and work hard, those, I mean, I would take those kids 10 times out of 10 over the one who can sit there and knock down shots every time they get the ball. I would, because over time, that hard work will beat the talent. I firmly believe that. Now, if you have talent and you're the hardest working person, well, that's where you end up with D1 college scholarships, right? That's where you end up at the next level. So I know that regardless, whether or not we pass on the greatest genes to my daughter to have the most natural ability, I don't know. I hope we did, but I don't know. We'll see. But the one thing that I will continue beating into her head is be the hardest working kid on that floor. And if you do, you won't come out, right? You will never come out of the game, very rarely, if you are. And so that brings me all the way back to, again, the conversation I was having with a buddy of mine yesterday, is that we're all looking for the hacks. And guys, believe me, like, I firmly and totally believe in getting coaching, right? Trying to learn from people. Like, one of the most valuable business lessons I've ever learned is if you want to learn how to do something, right? If you're truly committed to learning how to do something, find somebody who's doing it and figure out how to work with them to learn that. Right? So if you're sitting here saying that you want to start up a business doing XYZ, whatever that is, the best advice I could ever give you, based on personal experience and all my years working with a lot of high income earners, is find someone who is doing that and figure out how to work with them. Chances are that's going to require an investment, right? It's going to require you making a financial commitment to work with those individuals or that individual. But absolutely, I am 100% in favor of doing that. Right? Like, trying to lessen the learning curve. But the truth is, guys, because we, even with our business, and that's something that I told my daughter yesterday, is that I said, do you know how bad at our meat business we've been? And she looks at me and she's like, well, what do you mean? It seems like you guys are doing pretty good. And it's like, no, we've done so many stupid things. And we're only like, not even, I mean, kind of technically, I guess, like a year into it, right? But it's like, you know how bad we are at this? And she, you could just see the wheels in her head turning, because she sees us, you know, shipping out the packages and, you know, talking about everything that we're doing. And so you could finally see like the paradigm shift. And I was like, Kennedy, like, the thing is that we've been really, really bad at this business since we started. I mean, how could we be good at it? We don't know enough about it to be great at it. Like, we've done everything we can to gain the knowledge, and it was just stupid things, right? Like, so those of you that follow us on social media, we recently got pigs now. We're branching pig farmers. Hooray, right? But so many people were asking about pork, so we decided, hey, let's start doing pork, right? Like, let's dive in. Let's be bad at that too, but we'll work hard enough to get through it, right? So when we did that, we bought a pig feeder, you know, shelled out a couple $100 that, in all honesty, we probably don't really have right now as we're trying to build this business from the business standpoint. But we did it because it would make our life easier. Got this nice little pig feeder. And then we realized like a week later that, yeah, the type of food that we're wanting to use to make sure everything's natural, blah, 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 can't actually use that feeder. So it was just like, literally, we just threw money away because we're bad at it, right? Like, in all honesty, we're bad at it right now. But what we're willing to do is we're willing to work hard enough to where we'll be really good at this. Like the pork that I don't want you guys to stress out, like the pork that you get from us, if you do buy from us, it'll be amazing. I promise you, because we're working through this. But I was just telling Kennedy, I was like, you know how many mistakes we've made? Like, I mean, you couldn't even probably fit them all down in a notebook, right? And so I was like, Kennedy, like, you have to understand, like, we've been really bad at this, but we've just worked really, really hard to correct the things that we're bad at. And so as we get further along, I feel like we'll be great at this business, right? And maybe it'll be sooner, maybe it'll be later, I don't know. But I was like, because we've been willing to work really hard, we've been willing to do that one component that most people don't talk about, most people don't want to do, right? Because everyone's looking for that hack, that secret, that trick, whatever you want to call it. We've been willing to work hard enough to where we're getting a lot better at this, right? Like getting pretty good with the beef side of it, right? And there's a lot to figure out. But, you know, scheduling dates, just all of this stuff that we were really, really bad at when we first started, like we're getting a little better. But again, it didn't come without hard work. Like, yes, we did get coaching to try to help us out and to try to shorten the learning curve. Absolutely. Right. And I've told you guys that before. But at the end of the day, there's no way that you can get around being really, really good or even great at something without putting in the hard work. If you see a kid that's out there really, really good at basketball, chances are they've played a ton of basketball. Right? Like I've coached enough kids to know the kid that, you know, mom and dad said to get off the couch, put your video games down and go play and had never played before. They're terrible. 10 out of 10 times. But for some of them, they actually like it. They work really hard and they get good at it. Right? Because, hey, they did the work. And so what I guess I wanted to put out there to you guys today. Because again, like I see all of this stuff online about how easy it is to lose weight, about how easy it is to, make all this money, about how easy it is to have this great life. You know, everything's easy, right? Just follow these three tricks or these secret hacks or these blah, 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 right? That's all you see anywhere. And it's just not true, right? Like, again, there's things that can make your life easier. There's coaches that can help you. They can maybe help you see things you can't see on your own. 100% for it. In fact, maybe one day we'll do something like that within our community. I don't know. But again, at the end of the day, there's no substitute for hard work. So I would tell you the exact same thing that I told my daughter, which is be okay being bad, but never be okay being lazy, right? Like, that's it. Be okay being bad, because if you're bad, but you work hard, you won't be bad for long. But never be okay with being lazy, right? So again, like, be okay with being bad, especially when you start anything. You're starting your own business, probably going to be bad at it. Starting a new job, probably going to be bad at it, right? Trying to start losing weight, you're probably going to be bad at it. Hey, you might even eat some of the wrong stuff because you didn't know. But if you're willing to work hard, sooner or later, and for some people, they're natural, right? Like, I believe that my daughter's pretty naturally athletic. So if she's willing to be bad for a little while, but she continues to work hard, she'll be a really, really good player. No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. But if she thinks that she's going to get good at it by being lazy and just by playing the poor me card, she'll never be a good player. And she knows that, right? I believe she knows that. So again, guys, like the one thing that I would encourage you to do is don't fall for the hype, right? Like don't fall for the snake oil salesman that's telling you, you know, take this magic pill. I don't know if you guys remember that whole HCG fad there, or what? No, it wasn't HCG. Was it HCG? No. Anyways, I don't know. It was that droplet stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was called HCG. Anyways, I digress. You guys probably know. It was that little drop stuff, and you'd like take it, and then you wouldn't eat anything for like 3 days or whatever. I never did it. I thought it was crazy, but I remember several people I worked with in the office doing it, and it was like this magic bullet. I mean, I was even kind of like, wow, like that guy just lost like 40 pounds in a month. Holy cow. Maybe this is the magic bullet. And then it was like as soon as you went back to kind of a somewhat normal diet, right, it was like they got fatter than what they started with, or like gained, you know, more weight than what they even started with. And then it was just like, nope, just another example of There's no way getting around the hard work thing, right? Like there might seem to be this magic bullet. There might seem to be this quick hack, but at the end of the day, there is absolutely no substitute for working hard. Absolutely work smart, hire people to help you. 100% agree. But at the end of the day, like I said, guys, there's absolutely no way around working hard. Just no way around it. So anyways, I know this will help. Because again, like we scroll through our feeds and our Facebook stuff and we see all these ads and stuff about, hey, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do in your life, it's just one easy trick and two secrets after that. Just give me a little bit of money so I can share it with you. And yeah, usually isn't that simple. Usually kind of comes back to, hard work. So anyways, guys, hey, super excited as always to talk with you. If you haven't yet, a couple of things that I would really, really encourage you to do. Number one, please, if you would, go ahead and make sure that you share this out to your social media. I love it when you guys tag me in the stories. It's really simple. You take your phone, if you're listening to this podcast on the phone, screenshot it, throw it up on your Instagram story, tag me at primal.king. I would love to see that because it does help grow the podcast. So again, if you're someone who's listening to every episode, I would really appreciate it if you do this. It's helping to grow the podcast, gaining more momentum. So I really, really appreciate those of you who do. The other thing is that if you haven't subscribed, if you just kind of go in and like stalker style listen to the podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button. And hey, if you wouldn't mind giving me a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening, that would be awesome also. But the most important thing is if you guys don't mind, share it out on social media. That seems to reach the most amount of people and it's brought in a ton of people. So if you would continue doing that, it's the one thing I ask. I don't ask you to give me money. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I would just ask that you share it out so more people can listen. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Make it an awesome week. Super excited for the guest next week. You guys will hear a crazy story. Anyways, guys, have an awesome day. We'll talk soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.